The symphony will raise the base salary for musicians by about 6% over the next 3 years. By 2022, the starting musician salary will be $35,774. The symphony has stayed afloat despite decades of financial struggles. Recurring multi-million dollar budget deficits have forced musicians to take several pay cuts. At times, the symphony even dipped into its endowment and advanced ticket sales to cover costs. As the 2018 to 2019 fiscal season officially ends, the symphony has not fully recovered.
And we're working on getting ourselves stabilized with money for operations now.
Kathleen Vale is the chair of the symphony's board. She can't say if the orchestra will be fully out of debt by the end of this fiscal year.
A turnaround doesn't help and doesn't happen in the orchestra industry overnight. It doesn't happen in 1 year. It's probably a 3 to 4 year process.
The turnaround began during the 2017 to 2018 concert season, which also marked the peak of the financial struggles. After an attempted change in management fell through, the concert season was briefly canceled. At the time, it was unclear even if the symphony would continue to exist. But when Vale became chair of the board in January of 2018, the board voted to resume the season. The community rallied behind the orchestra, and Vale steered the symphony toward firm financial footing. Vale points to decreasing ticket sales and increasing costs for orchestras around the country when she argues the San Antonio Symphony is not alone in its struggles.
If you look at orchestras all over the country, they're terrible upheavals all the time. It's a tumultuous industry.
Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf played a key role in the financial turnaround. In addition to individual donors and support from the city of San Antonio, the orchestra received a $350,000 for dollar matching grant from Bexar County. Wolf says the decision to support the symphony with county money was an easy one.
Well, first of all, it is a cultural asset. Second, it is an economic generator. And third, probably most important at all, is the impact they have on young people.
The symphony's award-winning education program serves over 50,000 young people per year. One of the symphony's biggest long-term challenges is a lackluster endowment of about $2 million, compared to $70 million in the Houston Symphony's endowment and more than $100 million in the Dallas Symphony's endowment. Vale says the board is stepping up fundraising efforts, and she hopes the business community will answer the call.
I think they will when asked. It's our job to do the asking, and it's their job to give the answer.
The symphony is also trying to engage with more audiences and increase ticket sales through expanded programming, like the ongoing movie concerts and Pops series. Before the 2019 to 2020 Pops series, the season will open with Mahler's Resurrection Symphony.
I led the symphony through many resurrections. You know, not just the recent one, but always there were always bumps on the ways.
Music director Sebastian Lang Lessing first programmed the Resurrection Symphony when they moved into the renovated Tobin Center in 2014.
When I programmed it first, it was the resurrection of the municipal auditorium, you know, basically the building of the hall. Now, of course, it is more of the institution itself.
The first lyrics of the symphony's fifth and final movement are "Rise Again, Yes, Rise Again." Dominic Anthony, Texas Public Radio News.